Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah! You already know what it is, baby. It's your boy, GQ, holding it down and that's difficulty. Come on, get out the fucking way, man. Get out of the fucking way. Shit. Fucking kids are stupid, man. Look at these little fucking... You got this one guy, he's on a skateboard. He's on a fucking skateboard. Guys, this fucking prick is on a skateboard. But it's like half of a skateboard. It's like a number two pencil. It's like three number two pencils on these little ass cheap ass wheels. Of course they have to be black. Cheap ass skateboard. Yeah, sorry about that, people. I was actually on my way over here to the switchboard, and I had to run and, put the cat pan together. You know, that shit, and I owe somebody $20, so I had to have you up and go get that shit. And I was hoping I would be back in time, but obviously I wasn't. But, I'm like, damn, what's the fucking, the pin number? I couldn't remember that for shit. But luckily I remembered it, so. Yeah, here. I'm your boy GQ holding out a technical difficulty. Happy New Year, everybody. Hold on, it's about to be madness. Give me a second. Come on, let's not blow my name up, alright? What's up?
I'm glad to see you.
Nah, I'm on the radio. Yeah. All right, let's go. Today's show is going to be the best of the best. And what I mean by the best of the best, I mean the best fucking, hold on, let me pull the switchboard up. It's going to be the best of all the shows. I actually wrote down some. We actually might have to make a part two or whatever. It's going to be the best of all the shows. The Blast from the Past, Part 1 episode. Listen to three of NYC's and one of North Jersey's realest, rudest, funniest DJs on talk radio. Well, no longer North Jersey, but on talk radio. Opie and Anthony, as well as Howard Stern's show. Then you need to be here Monday through Friday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Each day is a new, silly, sexy, spicy, rude, ignorant topic. Also spinning and mixing in all the new music as well as filling you in with what's going on in the world as well as in the music business. Hosted by GQ. That's right. The dude 6'4 and the god SD. Damn, I haven't changed this shit in a minute. I got also in the tropical La Cubanita, but I mean, we don't even know where the hell she's at. She's in the Matrix right now, though. You know? But hit us up, 347-215-8388. And, let's do the damn thing. Let me, I'm going to put on a track real quick while I get the rest of the host to call up. I keep it locked. It's technical difficulties. Let's see. Did my instrumentals come up? Oh, yeah. And my instrument. Oh, yeah. Look at all those talkovers. Look at all those talkovers. Yeah. All right. Well, I got to get my music together on this shit, too. So I'm going to send this out to, I'm sending this out to everybody. Happy New Year. Keep it locked. TD.
And I'm grinding till I'm tired. They say you ain't grinding until you die. So I'm grinding with my eyes wide, looking to find a way through the day.
Take me away from the hood, like a state penitentiary. Take me away from the hood, in the casket or a Bentley. Take me away, like I overdosed on cocaine. Or take me away, like a bullet from Kurt Cobain. Suicide, I'm from a windy city, like do or die. from a block close to where Biggie was crucified. That was Brooklyn's Jesus, shot for no reason. And you wonder why
I can't.
Where's Jesus' pieces? Cause that's Jesus' people. And game, he's the equal. Hated on so much passion, the Christ need a sequel. Yeah, like Rockefeller need a seagull. Like I needed my father, but he needed a needle. I need some meditation so I can lead my people. They asking why? Why did John Lennon lead the Beatles? And why every hood feed off evil? Answer my question for this bullet leader's desert evil.
I'm grinding till I'm tired, condition. You ain't grinding until you die. So I'm grinding with my eyes wide, looking to find a way through the day.
The same, I am a Martian, so approach my phantom doors with caution. You see them 24 spinning, I earned them. And I ain't no preacher, but here's my Eric sermon. So eat this black music and tell me how it tastes now with Jesse Jackson, cause it ain't about race now. Sometimes I think about my life with my face down. Then I see my sons and put on that Kanye smile. Damn, I know it's mama proud. And since you helped me sell my dream, we can share my mama now. And like MJB, no more drama now. Living the good life, me and Common on common ground. I spit crack and could drive it out of town. Got a Chris Paul mind state, I'm never out of bounds. My life used to be empty like a Glock without a round. Now my life full like a chopper with a 1,000 rounds.
I'm grinding until I'm tired, you ain't grinding until you die. I'm grinding with my eyes wide, looking to find a way through the day, a light for the night. Dear Lord, you took so many of my people. I'm just wondering why you haven't taken my life.
Blast from the past. This is, I believe, October. This is October 19th, 2007. This is actually the first show that we did on a TV show. Yeah, dig. It was just me. I think Kuba was in this one. And it was me, 6'4". I don't think SD was in this one. I don't know. I'm not sure. But here you go. I pointed out, you know, certain clips that were funny as shit. Well, all funny, but just, you know, I can't play every single track because then it'd be crazy. But here we go. Let's listen to it. First show.
Yeah, Kiss and shit, Weezy. I think you need to do that shit in the privacy of your own home, Pop. And don't let niggas get that shit on.
Matter of fact, SD was there.
Definitely okay in the camera, fam.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Like I said, I respect his craft. I respect him getting money. He's a good lyricist. You just don't need none of that inside personal like spilling into the street. Because once you hear that, you're down for it. You get me?
The first member was saying he's a gay rapper. He's a gay rapper, but he's a gay rapper.
I mean, yeah, like he's the new gay rapper. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Hey, yo, 6-4, what do you think about this?
I mean, who would have known, man, like that a dude could be so successful and then, like, turn around and kiss a man in the mouth. Like, I don't even really understand what was going on behind it, son. No man-to-man contact unless we're playing sports. Like, I think that's really my cardinal rule. It's like, unless I'm giving you a pound or something or whatever, whatever. Like, there's no man-to-man contact, especially in the face region, God.
Okay, now, what if you would have kissed them as the Apple says, oh, no homo?
Well, that,
I mean, that doesn't justify it, dog.
That's not like saying, okay, I don't have cooties now. Come on, son. Like, you're on camera. Like, how do you get caught on camera kissing a man? That's all I want to know.
You know what I'm thinking, God? I'm thinking that he wanted to get caught on camera. He wanted the world to see that.
But what, though? What's your motivation behind that? What would be the reason? You know what I'm saying?
No, I guess he think he mafia child or something. I don't even know mafia niggas that kiss each other in the mouth like that. No, I understand the kiss on the cheek. That's a mafia issue or whatever. Kiss on both sides of the cheeks or whatever. But I've never seen no gay shit like that until I seen Weezy do it. Even the average Joe on the street. I've never seen the average Joe just playing a kiss on the next man's lips in the street. Like, come on, son.
So you think it don't happen, God?
I mean, I know it happens, but it's like, and I said, that's done in the privacy of their own home. You dig me?
Yeah, I feel you, man.
You don't let shit like that. You're supposed to be so hood, so gangster, you blood and all that, but you letting niggas see you kissing another man. Like, come on, dog. When is the credibility stop? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, pretty much, man. Hey, I don't know, man. Well, did you hear what 50 Cent said about Lil Wayne?
Nah, what do you say?
Brother said he was a fucking, a fucking whore. So Lil Wayne's a whore. The only reason why he says Lil Wayne's a whore is because only a whore would, you know, sleep with other dudes just like Lil Wayne. Only a whore would jump on, you know, be featured as on, he would do a lot of features on other people's, you know, other artists. So you call him a whore, he's an industry whore.
Yeah, he kind of is an industry whore.
Like, you don't have an album out, he's just fucking featured on shit.
I mean, what was 50 doing, like, on Game's album? And, like,
no, hold on.
It's not even about him being a whore. Like, he's hot right now, son. So everybody's going to do a single with him.
What happened to Ja Rule? Like, Ja Rule was a whore? You know what I'm saying? Like, all of that. Added up to money going in niggas' pockets. Like, you can't hate because of that. What happened to Ja Rule was 50. You understand me?
How was that?
That's basically saying, like, yo, Lil Wangster, what's that Wangster track came out? Good that you hear from Ja Rule after that, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But you gotta shit on 50 as well because, you know, the bigger Ja Rule, you know what I'm saying, he was singing on the track or whatever, actually hitting the high notes or whatever, but he following in the same footsteps.
This is what I'm saying. So, like, the pot calling the kettle black, what are we talking about? If the man is hot, the man is hot.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. It's a difference between actually putting a melody in your music and actually trying to hit the high note, like Ja Rule was doing. You know what I'm saying?
He was going for the gusto.
It was all there for him. Like, it was Ashanti was there, laid out, the beats was laid out and all of that, and he made a lot of hot shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, this, I mean, it is what it is.
But I guarantee you, Ja lost a lot more fans when he put on that singing shit than what he had when he was Vinny Betty Beachy.
That's real. I mean, definitely a lot of real niggas that was listening to his shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Come on, son. That's like one of the D-Block boys starting to sing on the track. Niggas ain't gonna respect that.
Yeah, not at all.
So it's just like, yo, what you going to do with yourself? You should have just came out of a singer if that was the case. You know what I mean?
Or Lil Wayne?
Or Ja Rule?
Ja Rule. Like, you know what I mean? You should have just came out of a singer, dog. We would have respected you more.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I respect the nigga's craft, how he get money. You know what I'm saying? But when you start doing dangerous shit, that's in the view of the public eye. I mean, you gotta watch what you do, dog, because you know niggas will find any little thing to slander your name on.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, but we didn't really have to, like, look deep for that, son. Like, he got caught on camera kissing a man. Like, there's nothing, you know what I'm saying? There's nothing covert about that.
Yeah, like, you can't justify him kissing a man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, It's just no good. That shit is like oil and water, baby.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that, JJ?
Shit, man. I don't know, man. That's real feminine. Like, I'm not feeling that shit at all, man. Like, when I first heard this shit, I was like, nah, niggas is fucking. Like, yeah, I got pictures on my ear, but you can make pictures to do shit like that. Like, you can make pictures of Tupac Shakur in the fucking Manhattan Mall, the Manhattan Mall, right now. I mean, and fucking people believe the shit, but it's like, fucking nigga even questioned him. Oh, yeah, well, he's my daddy. He's my daddy, so, you know, I kiss him in front of my boys and all. Like, yeah, it's what we do. Like, hey, give me handshakes. We can kiss it. Like, dog, you're fucking homo, man. I said, the nigga's tight. Yeah, some shit, some real shit, but, I can't fuck with that. Nigga has to be easy.
Easy, just like the tracker's doing right now. You know what I'm saying? From the V-Block boys, breathe easy out here.
Oh, yeah. That's fucking 6'4's favorite shit. He loves some D-Block.
Yeah, D-Block now, D-Block then, and D-Block always. You already know.
Uh-huh. Pretty money.
You know what I'm saying? These faggot ass rappers, man, yo, just keep your shit in the confines of your own home, man. Don't let it spill into the streets, because you know niggas is looking for every reason to slander your shit, so. Like I said, man, just fall back with that shit. If you're going to be gay in the privacy in your own home, man. Don't be out here kissing on men in the street and then expect niggas not to say something about it. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, pretty much.
But too many people listening to you, too many people influenced by the things that you do and the things that you say for you to be acting recklessly with. Really. You know what I'm saying? You got children looking at you, family. Like, what's really going on? Huh? Come on, dog. That's just really disgusting, and I'm not feeling the fact that he kissed on the man. Like, that shit is, like I said, that shit is like oil and water, baby. That shit don't match up. Niggas do something with themselves besides kissing on each other, you think?
Yeah, I mean, fucking smacking on his back or in the back of his head or some shit.
And it's funny part of it about the whole shit. It's like, he's trying to man it up. Like, there's no way you can man a piss in a man that's not trying to give him a pound and to bring him in. But you see Baby leap over and you see Weezy's head cocked to the side like a chick.
Yeah.
Like, come on, what was that nigga throwing tongue at each other?
Oh, shit. Yo, that was just a little bit of best of the best. While I wait for my fucking lame-ass crew to come in, because these niggas is always late. Always late. Niggas is always late. I don't know what type of blood he is. But we're going to keep him moving. Oh, Lord, we actually have a quarter, a caller, all fucking ones. What is the fucking prank call? Got like 16 ones and shit. Call it on the air. Nah, this is a recording. Somebody gotta have a recording somewhere. There's gotta be a motherfucking recording.
Victoria's Secret in the face ass nigga.
Kuma fucking. You fucking, you girl guy in a face-ass chick. Fucking C-spot run in a face-ass chick. Yo, fucking Dominican sand beach in a face-ass chick.
Carcanai
wearing
in the face-ass nigga.
Paco jeans wearing in a face-ass chick.
You old fake boo-boo wearing in the face-ass nigga.
You fucking flex. I can't even fucking pronounce that. I ain't even fucking trying to pronounce that shit. You fucking Don Carajita in the face-ass chick. Don fucking Cabron in the face-ass chick.
Oh, shit. What's up?
Oh, shit. What's your view on this? Huh?
I hear you talking shit. Would
yeah.
You turn gay now?
Huh?
Would you turn gay now?
Negative. Nah, we, how the fuck did you even know we was on?
I was just browsing through my shit. I saw you was on. I was like, let me see what this guy's talking shit. And I just heard you blabbing all talking shit. I was like, let me call in.
Yeah, nah, we doing the best of, we doing a blast from the past. And, I wrote down a bunch of shit from the old TD shows clips, and I was going to play these fucking clips. Like, that was the first show that we ever did. Like, that's the first show we did. And I marked that shit down. That dude was talking about Lil Wayne kissing a boy.
and you're in the background wilding the fuck out and shit. Talking about dry humping or some shit like that.
About what?
You talking, hey, hold on, yeah. You talking about dry humping or some shit, I don't know. Hey, hold on. Hold on. Is this Cuba?
It's La Cubanita.
Oh, Cubanita?
Yes, sir.
La Cubanita?
La Cubanita.
La Cubanita.
La Cubanita. What's good?
Hey, shit, we're on the phone with, you know, the three hottest DJs, you know.
Oh, that's what's up.
Fucking 6'4". What up, what up? SD.
What's
good? And what up, yeah.
What's up?
What's your view on this? Like, how do you feel about, Lil Wayne kissing a man? Not only that, you know, having his head cocked to the side of a fucking woman. Yeah, be honest, Leo, how do you feel about that, female?
How do I feel about that?
Yeah.
I think he's ugly as hell, so I really don't care. I'm not interested.
He doesn't like a Ninja Turtle. I can't front.
He's ugly as hell, so that really wouldn't be something that I'd like to my head, even though it's kind of nasty, but at the same time, that's his preference, right?
You want to find yourself, right? Yeah. Alright, that wasn't a dry humble part, but. That shit is funny, because I'm doing a fucking back in the day show, and you actually call up. That shit is. You see, the universe is like. It's coming together, you feel me? Like, it's this big ass world. And we're in the world. Like, we're in the world. And this big ass fucking world. And the universe has come together.
I gotta interrupt you. Are you high?
I'm high as a motherfucker right now.
I know.
And I'm not gonna remember any of this shit in the morning.
You're like, oh yeah, the universe is so big.
Like, it's crazy, like, how huge it is. Like, you go outside and you're like, okay, I'm outside. But if you go in space and you come out of space, like, you come out of Earth, you'd be like, damn, I was living in that. Like, I'm living in that.
You're in space right now.
Like, I'm in space right now. I'm in the Earth, but I'm in space. But when I get in space, I'm still in space. So it's like you're always in space.
Oh, shit.
So it can't really be out of space because you're still in space. You're in the Earth, but you're in space.
Oh, shit. You done turned pothead.
F that. Yeah, you fucked me all up. And it's like, I gave it up for a little bit. I was like, you know what, that's bad, and I don't want to keep my job. And shit. I was like, yo, I learned how to roll and shit. Aw, yo, I rolled a Gotti the other day. I rolled it on Christmas, and I still got a little bit left.
What'd you light up with?
Myself.
Yourself?
Yeah.
And you took a Gotti to the neck?
Oh, pause. I didn't say it was to the neck. I said from Christmas to now. I got a roach of a Gotti. A roach of a Gotti. Your roach. Not my roach. My roach is to the point where it's burning my fingers. You know what I mean? So I can't, you know what I mean? I'm trying to get every single, there's a recession going on. But, yeah, you're a roach. How the fuck did you know I was on? I told these niggas to call the show, and these niggas ain't even called.
I figured everybody was going to be on.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Nigga, yo, I'm going to be on. And he's nowhere to fucking be found.
So how was your Christmas?
I had fun. I stayed home watching old ass DVDs because I don't have cable.
Yeah,
I still don't have cable. I mean, I would have cable if I didn't have a habit, but I have that habit, and
You know, you can always be good without cable in that habit. Like, you would just stare at the wall and be like, yo. But you don't have nothing. I stared at the wall all night. That was boring, isn't it? Nah, that shit was fucking hilarious.
I'm going to do that shit again later.
This time I'm just going to look at the ceiling, though. I'm going to throw some spaghetti sauce on the wall so I actually have something to look at.
Holy shit. How many cats you got right now?
I only got 5 now.
Oh, why? You got rid of the rest?
Well, I got rid of one. I gave him somebody. And then, you know Princess is at my mom's house, right?
Yeah.
All right, well, she doesn't know yet, but she's adopted the other female. Like, I kind of, you know, put her, like, hey, I'm just going to leave her here for a little bit. But she's, yeah, she's growing on her, so as time goes by, before you know it, she's going to have 2 cats. So, you know what I mean? There's obvious, every day, you know, that's why I ain't really bitching. I buy the cat food and the litter and shit, but that's going to be her cat. Little does she know.
Oh,
man. Yeah, let me, yeah, what's up with you?
Nothing. Same old, same old. Christmas,
right.
You know, I don't even live around the area anymore.
Lord, back in Cuba, huh?
Yep.
Hey, send me a cigar.
I was deported back to Cuba.
Oh, Lord. Send me a cigar.
Yeah, I'll send you a cigar.
Word. So I can hit up. I'm not paying $1.25. Yo, remember that day that guy tried to get you?
That what?
Remember that day that guy tried to get you?
Which guy?
The Indian. Remember when we was at the gas station?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
And he tried to charge like $6 for 4 Dutches.
Yo, get the fuck out of here.
In a pack. And I'm like, whoa, because I could have swore I came here like last week and it was $4.59 after tax.
Did
you tell him like $6? Nah. What are you serious?
He's like,
Oh, no. I mean, I can understand you, but you know, I was just playing. All right, sure, you got that one. But he's, nah, I don't remember. Nigga, she just walked out the store, nigga. Like, what are you talking about? She just walked out. That's a fucking lame, much worse. Every time I see that nigga, hey, what up, buddy?
No,
nah, nigga.
You be visiting him on the regular, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's funny because, and it's just, the one thing that sucks about it is that, you know, I live out here, so it's like, it's pooky. But I'm not getting no good shit. It's all pooky. And the fucking thing about it is, I get lit off of pooky. It makes me feel like a crackhead. Like,
no,
like damn, dog. That's kind of like me. That's kind of like someone saying, damn, GQ gets high off of grass. Like, he just dig in the lawn and just put it in a bag and it's a wrap. He won't know the difference.
Huh?
Huh?
Who's GQ?
Oh, yeah, JJ died, so, you know. JJ's no longer living. Rest in peace, JJ.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so GQ is, you know, holding it down now. You know, I'm GQ.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah, JJ has a history, so I had to put him to rest, you know what I mean? I had to light him on fire and put him to rest.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so I had to fucking make GQ.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, pretty much.
There it is.
Light up.
Shit, I stopped for a while.
What?
Yeah, I know, right? Ain't that
bullshit? Oh my lord! You know what? You know, you're just like somebody that says, you know.
No, you know what's funny is that you said that. Watch you get me all hooked and shit, and then you stop.
Yeah.
Well, I had to stop because, you know, I was trying to get a job and shit like that. It's a lot easier than to be going through the whole shit. Oh, man, I got to fucking, you know, check for this and hope this works and this and that. So I was like, I got to stop.
Uh-huh.
And then You know me, it's not gone forever, but.
Yeah, I'm about to say, this is some fucking bullshit. Like, I mean, this shit is beautiful.
I'm hating right now.
Huh?
I'm so hating right now.
Word, because I'm like, and you know what the F thing about it is that I just learned, like, I got my technique down. Like, I know how to roll tight shit, or I know how to, okay, let me loosen it up a little bit just to give it some breathing room so I'm not sucking on a little-ass 7-Eleven straw. You know what I mean? Like, that's like drinking a McDonald's milkshake through a little tiny-ass straw and shit. That shit is impossible.
And that shit is funny as hell.
And it's like, I'm like, yo, man, I got my technique down perfect. Like my brother or cool boy or anybody, I'm like, yo, let's light up. Like, don't worry about it. It's already rolled. And now it's like, ah, man. Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Bitch-ass nigga, he don't smoke. Fucking 6'4". He's a piece of shit. My license is still messed up, so I can't really joyride in New York and say, hey, light up. Like, nah, what the fuck?
Oh, shit.
So how was your New Year's?
Home with the kids.
Oh, just to answer your question, my Christmas sucked. I didn't get nothing.
I didn't get nothing.
All right.
But I wasn't expecting nothing, so. It was like, I wasn't disappointed. It's not like, oh, I was expecting something.
Yeah.
The kids made me something at school, and that's all right.
That's what's up. You're gonna grow out of that. I mean, it's cute to you. But I can just imagine, like, if I had kids, I'd be like, ho, ho, thank you. I got a picture with my name on it. Thanks. Again, this is the fifth one. The fifth year. Thank you. I love you. You know, I mean, you're just going to grow out of it because it's like when they get, you know, 20.
They get older, shit. They got a job. They better fucking buy me something.
Oh, okay.
That's a different story.
Because, I mean, I fucked around when I was, like, 18. I told my mom, I remember the day I went into my mom's room, had a video camera, I played Dear Mama and by Tupac and sung it. I appreciate it, Dear Mama. I sung this shit, and I thought that shit was hot. And my mom said, she clapped her hand and said, gee, that was great. Did you buy me something? Like, where's my real gift at? I mean, that was your gift. She's like, come on, dog. You work at KFC. You have money. You can buy me something. You can buy me a DVD something, DVD player. Get shit together.
Oh, shit. Yeah. It sucked, but fuck it.
Yeah, we actually have another radio show. Fucking,
yeah,
we got fucking Angry Bastard Radio. And it kind of fits our character. Like, I'm an angry bastard. And, you know, I'm always bitching about stupid shit. You know, 6'4", he has an attitude problem. And SD, you know, he has an attitude problem. So it's like fucking, I feel like a fucking dumbass. I'll be forgetting my words and shit. Fucking yo. Oh, man, yo. So it's like we do that shit from 7 to 8, sometimes 7 to 9. But, yeah, we hardly ever really come on here. And this nigga Fresh, you know, you was right. This nigga Fresh did make his own show.
Mm-hmm.
He called a light up session and shit. And it's funny because, yo, this nigga, oh, I mean, he's whatever. He's cool. I mean, sometimes he's cool. Some days I'm like, you guys are fucking asshole, but that's your family. But fucking, this nigga, I look on MySpace and this nigga had fucking, what
half
the fuck
is he your
at?
Show?
Huh?
Half the people from your show?
Nah, he probably does, though. I didn't even check that shit, but this nigga had a nerve to put up, call me Comcast, we got bitches on demand. I'm like, whoa, flowers.
Oh, shit.
I'm like, and the thing about it, SD saw it first and told me about it. And so when I saw it, I'm like, So I typed on him, I said, yo, Fresh, that's a cool-ass display name. Where'd you get that shit from? Oh, I got it from JJ. Rest in peace, JJ. But, you know, formerly known as TD Show. I'm like, okay, whatever. And then SB had to check him, actually. He checked him the other day. He said some shit about, we was on Angry Bass Radio, and he was like, the fuck did he say? He's like, all right, for some reason, I think him and SD, I think they hate each other. Because every time they're on the phone, like, as soon as SD comes on, this nigga, Fresh would be like, he just start shitting on SD out of nowhere. So SD would be like, come on, don't let me have the flame. You don't forget where you came from. You came from the TV show. Like, we allowed you to be on that motherfucker. So, I mean, if it wasn't cool, but nigga, you wouldn't even be on it. So it's like, I mean, this nigga, he just fucking.
Yeah, we stopped contact for a minute already. It's been since, almost since the time that he left, that shit was like, I was like, listen, you know, you kind of put it on yourself, you know what I mean? You're not a fucking little kid. I tried to warn you. You know, I gave you the heads up. It's not like I didn't give you the heads up. It wasn't the time and place, you know, at the time. I was like, you know, it's just, if you're told something, just do it. You're not in the predicament where you work or you do anything like that to be like, hey, listen, you know, I can even get my shit together. I can this and that. I was like, you got to really start focusing. And he was here just to hang out and shit like that. He thought everything was going to be given to him. If my mom was all right, he would have had it that way. But chances happened that shit flipped on him, and he just didn't know how to play his cards. You know, and I wasn't going to take that shit. I was like, listen, you're not going to be my responsibility like this. So, but we stopped talking for a minute. Haven't spoken to him since, like, July, August.
Oh, well, it is what it is. I mean, the nigga, I don't know what the nigga's story is. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, he's in Florida. I'm up here.
He's a young kid, too. So it's not like...
Oh, yeah. That's another thing. Like, ain't he just turned 21?
Mm-hmm. May he'll be 22.
Yeah, so it's, oh, shit. Happy belated birthday.
Oh, thank you, yeah. The same to you.
Yeah. Do you remember my birthday?
Yeah.
When?
September 8th.
Huh?
September 8th.
All right, good. I don't feel bad because you don't remember my birthday, but you know what I mean? I don't remember yours.
Isn't it September 8th?
No, it's not. It's September 9th.
Nah.
September 9th.
I think it's the 8th. I think you're wrong.
I mean, for yo, how you correct my birthday? Nah, nigga, that's wrong, son. Nah, it's definitely wrong, nigga. Nah, you're definitely born on the 8th. Nah, I was born on the 9th. I got my birth certificate. I don't get that piece of paper. You was born on the 8th, trust me.
I don't want to see it. I know my alarm went off on your birthday.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, because I had it, like, set. I would preset for certain dates and shit, certain reminders, because, you know, I still have the head of a pothead, and I still forget shit.
Yeah, I'm going to have to start doing that shit, because I leave, like, messages on my arm, on my forehead or some shit. I am, just so I can wake up and look. Or I put a message on the ceiling so that when you wake up, the first thing you see is that ceiling, you're like, oh, shit, I got a doctor's appointment today. Let me go. Let me go handle that shit.
Oh, shit.
Yo, man, I was fucking, I got what other shows. This shit really pisses me the fuck off, because niggas, I told niggas, I said, yo, we're doing a back-in-the-day show. It's going to be funny. You know what I mean? Be there. No, I'm going to be there, dog. I'm going to be there. Just make sure you there. Make sure you there. I said, dog, for the new year, I don't know y'all niggas be bullshitting, just for the new year, just trying to make this happen. I'm there. 16 minutes left. Anybody here? Fucking Cooper shows up, and Cooper didn't even know about it. What kind of shit is that?
Oh, shit. I tell you, things happen so mysteriously.
Hey, where you at? Are you by the ocean? I think it's 6:44. It's low tide time. Is that where you're at? Picking up the fam.
Hell yeah, I'm fucking about to go swing on the trees for a little bit.
Swing on a tree?
Hell yeah.
Oh yeah, was that a
Was that supposed to be a Negro joke? A setup I follow? I mean, hold on. I mean, am I a jungle gymster?
I'm actually, I'm washing clothes on those metal things.
What metal thing?
You know those old times when they didn't have washing machines?
Shut the fuck up. Are you serious? Oh. Hey, I mean, you ain't got to worry about electricity. Shit. Fuck that.
My arm's a diesel right now.
Water. Cop diesel has arms and shit. Now, since you're on here, I'm a fucking... Where the fuck is this shit at? I'm going to go to a couple of shows that... I mean... Where the fuck is it at? I had this shit written down. There it goes. Here it goes. Alright. Yeah. 11/2/2007. Yo, we did this. I didn't realize that it's been like a fucking year.
Yep.
Since we did that shit, the show.
Hell yeah.
Alright. There you go. Man, I wanted 6-4 to be here for this, at least this one.
Hello?
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 Hi.
You were the one not putting her on. She was on.
No, I didn't see her on. She just popped up.
Nah, I've been listening to the whole conversation about you getting paid in tomatoes and your seat for lunch.
Oh, wow, our computer sucks, man. I swear.
So, I'm going to introduce you to everybody. That's JJ, the host.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what I did.
That was up.
Hi. Esty, how you doing? Esty, that's in the building.
I'm doing good.
Hi, Esty. No, Esty.
Oh,
Esty. Okay, my bad. Hello.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, must be having technical difficulties at the moment. And then we got 6-4.
Yummy.
6-4, yummy. Okay, hello. I love my bitch, right? I love my bitch.
She definitely...
And you know what's funny? And you know what's funny? Is that he lives, like, right around your area.
And where's my area, pray tell?
You're in the city, right? You're in New York.
Oh, yeah.
We're in NY.
That's close enough, that's definitely close enough.
Where's he at? Connecticut?
In the tri-state area.
I'm in the tri-state area, too, then. We'll leave it at that.
Okay. Hold on. Who's that with that liquid?
SD just came back. That's SD. That's not what.
No. You got it confused. That was you talking. What's her name? La Dominica.
Who said that?
That was not me. It was 6-4.
6-4,
I think I just got caught up, that thing. Mm. It was, I never get caught up,
boo. No, you got caught up, because that was a mistake you just never made.
You was going to what? That was a mistake what? That you never made.
That was a mistake you just don't make. You know, I just want to clarify things. Why don't you like being called a Dominican? What are Dominicans? They go to big, it's Spanish. And what do you call them in Spanish? Oh, God, what don't you call them in Spanish? Cabrona, no, I wouldn't call them a cabrona. Cueros, right? Cuero, right?
Yes.
We were having a conversation about this, you know, a couple of days ago.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, that's a big no-no. I'm sure the Dominican woman wouldn't appreciate
it. Hold on, ladies. For the record, for all the Dominican female listeners out there, their views do not necessarily reflect my views of y'all. I love y'all, you know what I'm saying? Gold diggers and non-gold diggers alike. So, you know, holla at your boy.
Listen, I have plenty of friends that are Dominican. I don't have a problem with Dominican women. And I know if a Dominican woman come on, she wouldn't appreciate you calling her Puerto Rican either.
Well, that's true. You're probably right about that.
It is. No, it's true.
I know I'm a dirty African. I'd probably be upset.
So now what? So what if I told you that I did it on purpose? Now what?
You saw your face and say it then. You know, enjoy the show while you're here, boo, because in about 10 seconds, you're going to be booted up, because I'm not really like to count.
Oh,
I'll do that.
I can't even get over the fact that Cooper's on the motherfucking phone. I still can't even get over that shit. I was trying to make it up, but I'm on the call back, I got all ones on the board and shit.
They got what?
When people block their number on the show, a bunch of ones pop up.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I understand, so it's like, you know, if, you know, well, whatever, you know.
Yeah, I don't know if it's, whatever.
And you know what's amazing? It's amazing. That day, I didn't know.
Oh, yeah, I definitely am.
What she looked like. So, what does this can be? The word deceiving? Is that deceiving? 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 Yeah, deceiving, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like the day I saw, I was like, what? Whose voice was she using? Because that voice doesn't match her.
Really?
No, it doesn't. But that's your homegirl. She's probably next to you. And she's probably going to roast me. So I was just praying. If she's next, I was just praying. But if she's not next to you, I was dead serious.
Yeah, man.
She's not next to me. She's just probably on the other line. I told her to call up, too.
I was at the switchboard. I don't see nobody. Okay. Oh, man. You know what? This shit was beautiful. Like, we had a past show. I told him you're on a solo mission again, so I was going to play all old cuts. And it's like fucking, I think I'm going to have to make like a part 2, 3, 4, and a 10. Like, because there's a lot of shit. Like, it was funny. I was looking through the shit, like, you know, looking at the cuts. Yo, we're funny as shit.
Hell yeah.
Like, it's fucking hilarious. What are you doing between 7 and 9?
I don't know, trying to get my fucking kids down. I gotta get up early to get to work tomorrow.
What time?
I gotta be at work at 6.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, I know. I know, so I try to get them to bed early, because they don't have school.
Oh, that's right, school is out.
Yeah, they're out to the 5th. So, I gotta take them to daycare, but tomorrow their daycare's closed.
Yeah.
So they're coming with me to work.
That's what's up.
Yep.
Well, it's nice to know that, you know, you're alive and willing. Well, willing, not, I don't know the fucking word to use. Alive and well? Well? Alive and well or willing?
Kicking.
Is willing kicking. There we go. Mm-hmm. Alive and kicking. It didn't even have a W or L in it. or a N or a G. As an I. Yo, fucking.
Feels good to be high, right?
Yeah, dog, you don't even know. And the better thing about it is the fact that even my boss smokes. So it's like if he, like, I'll be on point. Like, I already realize I can't smoke and work at the same time. Like,
you get too distracted.
I was pushing a U-frame the other day, like his cart, and I'm like, I don't fucking feel like being here. And I fucked up because I went out, and I haven't been out in a minute, but I actually went out on, I think, last week or some shit, and I smoked, and then I drank. Wait, hold on, I don't know the fuck. Listen, you said some fucking funny shit.
Yeah, let's get the resume.
Mm-hmm.
Give us.
I moved it for the TV show, sorry.
You moved it?
You dropped it. Well, excuse me, I dropped it. She called me every day like she used to, so. Oh, man. You don't call him.
Oh, why not?
Do you then? I used to, and I used to leave messages. He just never called back, so. Yeah, sure. You don't have to pick up your phone. We can make this show about how you don't call me like you used to, too.
Yeah, why?
What are you talking about? I call you from whatever. Yeah, you got up and dicked on me and went to Florida. Now we can make it about that. How come you don't want to come over here? It's a lot better. Right now, y'all cold on it. I'm fucking nice and hot. I'm chilling.
Oh, yeah?
It'll be tomorrow. You know what? I'm hot-blooded. I need cold weather.
You live around. What's your house again? Where's she at? Florida.
Great. Calm down. Let me go to my mom's state. I gotta see.
I won't go on no names, though. Like, she in a picture by herself or a child.
Yeah. All you see is titties.
Oh, my Lord. I don't care what that one is. What? Oh, my God. Yes, it will. Because when you... It damn well. Hold on. Let me fly over my mouth. Yeah. I know my calling. It damn sure will set you free. Because if you add her and you see beyond that picture... You'd be like, yo, did you have someone else's upper portion on there? Like, that's not you. Like, what's going on? That's not right. I'm just playing. That's not right. Yeah, actually, fucking the other show starts actually now, and I have it till 9.
What's the number? I'll probably call up for a little bit.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I don't know if you're going to make me, you know, bitch and whine for it and shit. You know, I scooted down in the seat to start whining like, I'm saying, it would be nice. And it's, and people, if y'all listening out there in Radio Land, hit us up, Angry Bastard Radio, we get to popping. I'm out of blood, but I still get popping. Pause. The number is 914-338-1782. Oh, Yonka's number. It's 7:01 in the PM. Matter of fact, hold on. If I X out of this shit and go to this page, will it just... Oh, what the fuck just happened? Available time. So, oh, okay.
Well, let me get my kids out the bath, and then I'll call up the other show for a little bit.
All right, true. So by the time you call up, I'll already be on it. So, you know, if you hear music or whatever. I'll try my best to get these motherfuckers on here.
All right, no doubt.
All right.
Later.
Make sure y'all stay tuned. Go over to the Angry Bastard Radio, myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. We'll be holding it down. That was Kuba. Legendary Kuba holding it the fuck down. Make sure y'all tune in. Kuba's going to be on Angry Bastard Radio. Damn, I wish I would have known this ahead of time. I would have fucking got some popcorn and some, you know, some Cuban meatloaf or some shit like that. And some Cuban watermelon. Anyway, pop lock it, drop it. We're out of here. Make sure you tune in tomorrow, each and every day, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. on Technical Difficulty Show. Hit us up, myspace.com/technical_difficulty_show. Keep it locked. Keep it tight. Fuck you, pay me. I'm out. Lights up. Happy New Year, everybody. Clear your mind. It's 2009. 1.